CMIS is the Conférence Mondiale des Instituts Séculiers, the World Conference of Secular Institutes, which groups about 190 institutes all over the world out of the 240 existing. And it acts, first of all, as a place of communion for institutes. It is also the place where we usually have contacts with the national conferences, the continental conferences of secular institutes, and we usually have contact with the congregation of the Institute of Consecrated Life in the Vatican. So we work as a link among institutes and also as a link with the sacred congregation.
You've been meeting for the past week or so in the city of Assisi. Was this Congress convened for a particular reason? What were the objectives?
Well, every 4 years, the conference renews the Executive Council, the President, and it's the main reason. And usually the Assembly is preceded by a Congress with some open team. And this year we choose to reflect over the very source of our vocation, so to go back to the very beginning. The subject we choose was hearing the word of God from within the history, how the secularity speaks to the situation. It's somehow could sound strange, but it is specific of our vocation that the ways through which our vocation expresses are influenced, are touched by the world. We do not have to simply reply the models or religious or other consecrated life, but since the very beginning, the very first document which approved secular institutes some 65 years ago, since then this was the message. In the Prima Felicita, which was one of these documents, it was written something which we always found a strong invitation to our life. Not only is this apostolate something that happens in the world, but it may almost be said to grow out of the world. That is an expression which always has meant something important to reflect upon. So this Congress was meant exactly for that. After these 60 years, what we have done out of this invitation which we received from the Holy See, from the Church, do we actually help the Church to change herself by the fact that we are living in the actual world with our profession? We will, in a world of non-believers, this should mean something.
Giorgio, would you say that in these past 60 years, the number of consecrated lay people who live in society, who live out their faith in society, has increased?
In the last years, the number has decreased, I think, as most consecrated life institutes, but not that much. My own institute, for instance, has normally shortly increased in these past years, which means that this vocation remains attractive, even if it normally is not well known or not known at all. But it is a vocation meant to play on a different level. We're not looking for great works, schools, hospital. We are not looking for visibility. We are like, the soul that should be in the world. We are really with our own life, and we know that the grace of Lord will do something out of this life if we remain faithful to this intention, this original intention, which was actually full consecration and with full secularity, a full commitment in the world.
After this Congress, would you say that you have received a new input, new guidance, new energy?
Yes. The Congress was made out of some talks in which we asked from outside, and we started with some contribution from theologians. The first one of which was over the way that Jesus completely changed the sense of the sacred compared to his to his time. The second at his time was being far from evil, being far from sin, being something like untouchable, something which has to be saint, has to be far from this situation. Jesus, this was completely upset, we can say, because Jesus saved us exactly through the fact that he was reaching and touching evil and death. He was overlapping these two categories that were supposed to be separate. So this was a very good start for us. And the second one was a contribution from Professor Gerd Falkowitz, which helped so much to reflect over the common question that every man and every woman brings in himself or herself. That is, what is life? Should I take my life for myself, or is there any possibility to get out of the fear of losing my life? And so that is, these questions are so important, because for our vocation it is important to be not preaching, outside, but being a side of each man, of each woman. So trying to collect the question in every man and every woman, and also to hear the very same questions that we do have in our heart, if we have the courage to listen to the non-believer who exists in every one of us. Our vocation is meant to be very important, to hear the questions coming, the important questions coming from the world of non-believers, the so-called non-believers. So after that, we then started with some other contribution from members of secular institutes regarding some subjects like the new language which the church should use, which is the place of laymen in the church. Are there to make the church work in which sense? And the sense is that the laymen help the church, first of all, by being laymen, by being in their place, in the economy, in the business, in these places where, as we know in these days, have been left. And the Christian should be aware that they should not take care only of charity works, which of course are good, but he has to take care of the whole world.
Giorgio, you are an engineer. Do you feel your vocation is in fact being fulfilled in your daily life?
Yeah, I feel so. Well, I do experience this. First of all, in the sense that my commitment is to do well, to work in a good way, my projects, the design in the best possible way. And this is something which we need. We need to use our intelligence, our passion, I would say. That is the first way where we collaborate to a better world. And not only that, we collaborate to the original design of the will of God, which is actually that each man has the possibility to live, first of all. And so this is for sure very important. And also the fact that I'm in the middle of people, of colleagues, many people with so many different problems, because once you're in a place like that, you show yourself available to listen, available to create some, I would say, space within you to be filled. Each time you show this, very strange and good things happen. The important is to be available, not to go to be there to say, well, I'm a Christian, I know everything, I know all answers. No, I'm here to listen, to learn, to accept, to welcome you, to give space to you, to give you the possibility to express yourself. That is the very first attitude that a Christian in the world should have.
Giorgio, I can hear birds in the background. You are in Assisi, and this may seem like an obvious question to you, but why was Assisi chosen to be the venue of this conference?
Well, of course, there are some practical issues there, and good and nice places here to welcome us, to welcome our work, because we also have to take care of the fact that the world translated into 7 languages in these days. So we need a place where this can be done. But, of course, the main reason is that Assisi is Assisi. And specifically, it is important that Saint Francis, at this time of, we can say, where the Church was suffering a lot, it's very interesting to remember that when Saint Francis chose to create an order for the friars who were reaching him, he called them, well, I don't know whether the English is good, minor, minori.
That's right. The order of the friars minor.
Yes, minor. Minor, which means small. Small but necessary, because St. Francis worked a lot for the renewal of the Church. So, small in the Church but necessary. And the secularists, I think, they are in the same path. Small but necessary to the Church. In a period which, for some extent, could be said similar to that of St. Francis. There are some events which we hear, which, apart from the events themselves, but they show that there is some difficulty inside the Church. The Pope spoke about this more than once. There is some confusion inside the Church because we lost somehow the gospel, we can say. We lost the capacity to get to the gospel, close to the gospel, to the word and to the word only. Now there is so many works which now sound as a structure which becomes maybe unuseful or even creating problems to the Church. So it is a time where the Church has to renew, and we have to play our part. So St. Francis was somehow, his very beginning was somehow similar to the intention that should move the members of secular institutes. Of course, and Assisi is a wonderful place, of course.
Absolutely, I know, it's beautiful.
Not a minor point to add.